This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. You know, if you head over to the website, we've got a live chat room there that you can be part of. We also have, you can buy my book. We have a store up there. You can buy the shirts. You can buy the book. There's a million things you can do up there, and I do mean a million. Maybe not a million for real, but close enough. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. Look at, and head up to, if you're on Facebook and that's where you want to be and that's where you want to play, we've got a Facebook page where we're doing everything there as well, you know, video and audio and happy. But really, truly, try to listen to it on your local radio station. Let them know why. Why don't they carry, why they should carry the show if they don't? Right? Pull down the Android app. We have an Android app and we have a Apple app. Pull it down there and you can listen to it anyway. You can go back and get shows long after the show's over. They call it podcasts. Got video, can get them all. You know, you talk about equality. I'm just going to kick out of this stuff. Equality. I guess it depends on who it's aimed at. Right? When you look at what's going on, like with two men have been sentenced to probation for the gang rape of a 13-year-old girl. Now, can you imagine? A family in Colorado was outraged after two men were accused of gang raping a 13-year-old girl with their brothers and cousins. They were all sentenced to just probation. Tommy Williams, 20, Clarence Williams, 19, were each sentenced on Tuesday to a minimum of 10 years of sex offender intensive supervised probation with a maximum of life on probation. The men are two of six suspects accused of sexually assaulting a young teen in December of 2016. The victim's grandfather was shocked at the sentencing, telling the news station, "There were six of them, and they gang raped my granddaughter." The group of suspects, some of whom are reported related as cousins or brothers, and identified as Jacob Williams, Tyrone Williams, James Williams, and a juvenile, in addition to Tommy and Clarence. They were all with the girl on December 19th of 2016. The victim told the police that she knew one of the men, and he invited her into the apartment to play video games. Whatever happened in the days where you taught your kids not to go into somebody's home alone? Especially you taught a young girl not to go into an apartment with a boy alone, or a house, or a room, or anywhere like that. Right? Think about it. The 13-year-old said that she went to the home with some female friends, but they left when she went to the bathroom. Arrest records state that had two of the men then pulled the teen from the bathroom and forced her into the bedroom, where the other four suspects were waiting. And The victim's grandmother said that at the sentencing in February that her granddaughter was passed around the group of men like a hand on a clock. Right? Look, the 13-year-old was beaten so bad, raped so badly, she may never be able to have children. And these guys got probation. Right? Tyrone Williams was also sentenced to 10 years to life of sex offender intense supervised probation. Now, just before he was sentenced, he apologized to the victim. Also told her family that if I knew she was underage, it wouldn't have happened in the first place. Oh, so I guess if she was 18, it would have been fine. Don't look like that. This scum all over the place. I mean, think about this. They brutally gang raped a 13-year-old. Six of them. Right? What was it? Four of them were adults. And they got probation. That was it. And then the idiot says, oh, heck, if I knew she was underage, it wouldn't have happened. No, not I'm sorry for what I did. Not I can't believe I did this. Oh, my God, I had a moment. Whatever. I mean, anyway, really? Your response is actually going to be, man, didn't know she was underage. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, there was so much backlash. I don't know if you guys knew about this. The backlash about Diamond and Silk. There was so much backlash on Diamond and Silk and why Facebook had pulled their story or pulled their videos and all that, won't let them come up anymore. Facebook said that they were unsafe for community. And mostly because everything they said was about Trump, pro-Trump. So they appeared on Fox and Friends and they told people about it. Now you think about everything that's going on with Facebook. With everything that's going on now with Zuckerberg having to explain himself, of which I'm sure he's not used to doing. He's probably used to being a big man in the room, right? All the time, every time. Don't you think?
Untouchable.
That's a good way to put it. He probably does consider himself to a big degree untouchable. Anyway. Talk about more about him and Diamond and Silk on the other side of the break. I am Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you, whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to march for babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you could do up there on the website. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and truly, you know, truly being part of the conversation. Because I want you part of it. I really do. I always want you. I want you engaged. I want you to, you know, anyway. I do always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. I really do.
Only on Fox and ongoing.
What the heck? That's what you have for having sausage fingers, right? Anyway, you know, this whole thing with Diamond and Silk and now Facebook, with all the pressure they're taking, with everything, and I don't really think he cares. I don't think Zuckerberg really deeply cares. I think he's one of those guys that we'll go through a piece on him in a second. But the ones that I give a lot of credit to, you know who they are, right? Diamond and Silk. They weren't going to give up. If you've ever seen those two go at it or go after somebody, I wouldn't want to be on the receiving end of that, seriously. I mean, you look at them, they wouldn't let this Facebook thing go. They are all over the place talking about how nasty Facebook has been, what they've been doing. And as you, I think we talked about this last week. Diamond and Silk, the reason they couldn't get information out, the reason they're millions of watchers, listeners, friends, whatever, likes on their page, is because they're Facebook considered them unsafe for the community. But I guess Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, you know, the other idiots are fine. I mean, that one that we talked about a while back where the... they were going after Christians. One of the pages that was actually going after Christians. They left that up. Apparently, that wasn't unsafe for the community. So now, Facebook is reconsidering classifying the videos produced by Diamond and Silk, right? I get they support Donald Trump too much. And that's the biggest problem there, right? They say that they were unsafe to the community. Now, they went on Fox News. They pushed like crazy on Fox News, a few other places. People have been pushing. People have been leaving. In a statement to Fox News, a Facebook spokesman said, look, we have communicated directly with Diamond and Silk about this issue. The message they received last week was inaccurate and not reflective of the way we communicate with our community. Bullpuckies! I mean, you know that that's wrong. Yeah, they'll probably pull us off too. I don't really care. We decided a couple of weeks ago here, you know, I appreciate you guys that watch through Facebook, but we have other avenues you can watch if you really feel like you need to watch it. It's Ustream. We push it out on our website, and we have a chat room on the website, so if you're looking for a place to communicate, you can do it there as well. We've got a gazillion ways for you to engage and get involved. I am done with this, though. And then we go, okay, all is forgiven. We'll jump back. If I was Diamond and Silk, I would look for another outlet to take this stuff and make sure that they were good with it. And let Facebook go pound sand. And for them to say that we have communicated directly with Diamond and Silk, this is not the way we communicate, you know as well as I do that that's exactly how they communicate. When they put you in jail, what do they tell you? What is their terms and conditions? I think theirs is 600 pages, right? How many of you who are on Facebook right now, raise your hand, I want to see, how many of you have read the terms and conditions? I haven't. I am not reading 600 pages of anything. Think about it. So what do they tell you when you do something? You have violated the terms and conditions of Facebook. They don't give you a section. They don't give you a page. They don't tell you where to go. So what are you going to do? You're going to peruse all 600 pages so you find what you're looking for? And then you're going to argue with them? That's not going to get you anywhere. Anyway, we have provided them with more information about our policies and tools that are applicable to their page. We look forward to the opportunity to speak with them. So in other words, what Facebook is telling them is we've sent them information, we told them what they need to do to get back up and running, and we'll see if they want to comply, and we will repost them, yeah. After being deemed unsafe to the community by Facebook's public policy team, Lynette Diamond, Hardaway, and Rochelle Silk, Richardson went on Fox and Friends to say that they were provided with no reason why their videos were unsafe. They gave us no rationale, the sister said on Sunday. The only thing they told us is that we are unsafe for the community. We are two women of color. How are we unsafe? She said, we don't sell drugs. We don't belong to gangs. It's offensive. It's appalling. It taints our brand. Why are you censoring two black women? I love it. You know, don't you love, they don't respond, they never do. But don't you love how this goes down, right? For the longest time, they tell Republicans and conservatives that they hate blacks, they hate women, they hate kids, they hate clean water, they hate clean air. And then, who are the ones that are actually attacking women? Attacking black women. attacking Hispanics, attacking kids. There. Oh, it's great. Maybe if these two were selling drugs and they were all tattooed and they were swearing all the time and wore the pink hats, it wouldn't matter what they said negatively about President Trump. They wouldn't be taken down. You know that. The social media stars added that the labeling started 7 months ago when they noticed that there was a pause on our page. One day we're doing good, the next day it just dropped. People were not receiving notifications, our posts were not showing up on their feed. Look, we're not like them. We don't have their audience. But we went from 4 million a week, we dumped to like 100 and some odd thousand a week. We dropped to 300,000 over a weekend. I want you to think about that. I always joke and say, look, we suck, but we don't suck that bad. The two outspoken commentators who are sisters describe themselves as biological sisters from North Carolina standing with the silent majority. They are probably President Trump's most outspoken, loyal, and loud supporters. When originally reached for comment by Fox News why the videos from the duo were labeled as unsafe, a Facebook spokesman said that the company's policy team had concerns about their online rhetoric and deemed it unsafe. So apparently, the message that the computer sent out that nobody looked at was the same message a human gave them, or gave Fox, and that was on the same page, but yet then a Facebook spokesman comes out after they've been on Fox and Friends to say, well, no, it wasn't quite what they were told. It was not the right thing. We've sent them the tools. We've sent them what they need to make it better. In other words, to get in line. We'll talk a little bit more about Mark, the Markster, and his interrogation tomorrow. Right after this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Sight.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Caused an explosion.
Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
Well, actually sitting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. My baby is American-made. I think my car's American-made, too. Your car's American-made. Pretty much a lot of what we have in the house is American-made.
As much as possible.
Yes, as much as possible is American-made. Hey, thanks so much for being with me. Always appreciate it. You know, I know it's a long time. Some of you guys hang out all 3 hours. God bless you. Seriously. I really do appreciate the time. But it puts a lot of pressure on me, you know. Really, seriously. How do you think I got all this white hair? When I started the show, my hair was as dark as this thing. Some of you can't see because you're not on, you're on the radio. As dark as dark. There you go. Bless you too. Always.
Sorry.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Diamond and Silk and how they were, one of you said Zuckerberg or whatever it was, Zucked. You know, it's really easy for them to do this kind of thing. You know, it's really easy for them to pull people like me off, to make sure, you know, I know there's been plenty of you that have said you don't get notices anymore, which is why I've told you, if you go grab the application online, now I know that, you know, even Apple recently changed, I guess they were finding a lot of, what are they called? There are a lot of viruses inside some of the programs that were being loaded up, so they redid a lot of stuff, and now you can... we're getting our stuff backloaded up. We're having some issues with it, but you can pull down the applications, and it will send you a notice when the show starts, and you can decide to listen and not listen. Someday when I get enough money, I'll have it so you can actually record it or say, you know, save it for later or something like that. But when you're on Facebook or you're using Facebook to get your message out, or even YouTube for that matter, we had an issue with YouTube, as many of others have had. They don't want our message out. Just get with it. Now, there's another service that we jumped on one way, and we're learning a bit, you know, we're moving through it. The guy who owns it is moving through it. We're going to have him on the show in the next week or two. And they will, I won't say cater to us, but we won't get any, there won't be any roadblocks put up. You'll be able to do live feeds, you'll be able to do live comments, you'll be able to do a whole bunch of stuff. They're working on their mobile app. And I am tired of moving all around the place and finding out that, you know, a certain group, a certain social media is against us as well. You know, I found out today another friend of mine was being shadow blocked, so he wasn't getting my information on Twitter. And that's the only reason I found out about it. So, you know, we've got tens of thousands of followers on Twitter. God only knows. Everybody, you know, I used to tell Tammy at night when she was doing the tweeting out, I'd be telling her, boy, you must have hit a nerve because, right, we get all these responses. Twitter would start to fly. And nothing has changed on our end. And we don't get the Twitter response we used to. Right? We don't have stuff flying all over the place like we used to. And it's because we've allowed them to do that. Come on, let's be honest about it. We have allowed them to do that to us. Really, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. So, Zuckerberg is getting ready to go testify tomorrow. And he actually got up there today, and he's having a bunch of private meetings with lawmakers. I can only imagine what that's all about. And I know that he really doesn't want all these regulations. Some of them are surface regulations. You watch. Some of them won't have any real teeth to it. Right? He's 33. He's a 33-year-old billionaire. Figure that one out. They say they keep calling him the co-founder of Facebook. But he's actually the thief of Facebook. I mean, if you know the story, you know how it came about. Right? But this has got, and I don't think his intention in the beginning was this. I really don't. I don't think he was smart enough to figure this out. But if you think about it, the amount of data that they amass, and that's the most expensive thing on the planet you can buy. When I'm doing political stuff and I have to buy data for political stuff, it is expensive. I mean, big buck expensive. When you have to buy email addresses or addresses, period, of people that fall within a certain demographic, it's a big deal. It's a very big deal. Anyway, there was a piece that was put up by Lori Siegel. She calls it Mark Zuckerberg's growing up moment. You know, in the early days with some of these companies, it's really cool. You see the early days of Amazon Pictures and Twitter and Facebook and others. You got to be excited for them because they're on the edge of something new. They know they've got something. They don't know what it is or what to do with it, but they've got something. They're talking about, you know, in the early days of Facebook, Facebook was littered with signs that say, you know, move fast and break things, which was, you know, in a technology world, kind of what we did anyway. We would just crank it and get stuff up and running and working, and we figured we'd get to it eventually. Right? And then you get into Zuckerberg's life and how he grew this and how he made it happen. You know, now he's saying, hey, you know, I take full responsibility. Well, of course he takes full responsibility for it. He's at the top of the company. There's nobody else there to take responsibility for it. Nobody else that should. The writer says as he prepares to testify before Congress, Zuckerberg has to deal with the fact that, or the new reality, that he's just a tech CEO. Right? Or he's not just, now this is the writer, I don't agree with it. He's not just a tech CEO, but a world leader. Overseeing a nation of 2 billion people that he created. He has to reckon with the serious impact that the company has. Now this part I agree with. He does have to reckon with the serious impact that the company has on democracy and the manipulation of user data. You know, think about the hypocritical move it is. Or the ironic move, if you really want to look at it. Of him taking down Diamond and Silk, taking them off, telling them they're dangerous. And look what Facebook has done to communities, to people. right? Guys that want their 15 minutes of fame. No, he's not a world leader. He is 33 years old. How much of a world leader can you be at 33 today? He has had one job his whole life. I mean, he hasn't necessarily run that company himself. He's always required guidance. And a lot of these guys that grow up in this, they get rich too fast, they think they have all the answers, and they don't. They're not the ones that put the money together. They didn't raise the money for this. He had to go out and find people that were experts in certain fields to be able to make it happen. Zuckerberg didn't have all the information how to put the servers together, how to get the server farms he needed to get the information out there to be able to host all these pages. Right? I mean, how many young people that you know, and 30, 33 is still very young, right? How many people you know that can move around in the social world? I'm real social world, not online social world. You really think he knows how to act in front of other world leaders? Seriously? He doesn't like doing TV interviews. One writer says that they had a meeting a few weeks back in what he called the ice cold conference room. The name of it is called the Aquarium. This is where he holds his meeting. Zuckerberg is known for sweating at inopportune times. They said he just wanted to talk at a place where he was comfortable. I don't hold that against him. I knew a lot of successful guys that had a problem with sweating. I knew a lot of unsuccessful guys that have some problems with sweating. You know, but here's a guy. If he wants to remain, look, who else was like this? Wasn't it? Howard Hughes was like this. He was not the guy that wanted to be out in front all the time. Right? And just because now he says that he's willing to take security seriously doesn't mean he will. I don't know what Congress can do. Remember, I don't want more regulation. But I definitely don't want this guy to be able to shut down, mold, and drive data the way he wants to. I'm Joe Messina, your host. California colleges, students are pushing the president to buy a Prius. God love him. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Back. Some of you remember that one? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. See, that's when music was music. Not some of this stuff. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you the time that you spend with us. The time you spend paying attention. The time you spend getting involved. I do. I appreciate all of that. But let's talk about the crazy stuff I don't appreciate. So environmentalist students. Now see, again, they're demanding. Why do they get demand? Why do they? You know what I would do? I'd handcuff them all and drive them around in a gas-powered car all day. You know, do some deprogramming. So environmentalist students demand school president buy a Prius, and I mean now. That's right, spend some more of our tax money. Student activists at the University of Southern California hosted a rally in support of environmental accountability last week, urging the school's president to buy a Prius. They were chanting outside his office, "Hey, Nikias, buy a Prius." Come on, everybody. The student chanted as he reported by the newspaper, "High tuition, no green ambitions. All we have is hella emissions." Well, maybe they should take the poetry classes. The demonstration reportedly found Nikias while marching in a commons area known as the USC Village and proceeded to follow him until he left. Police joined USC's Environmental Corps at Do Better SC. That's a rally for sustainability to help and help us urge President Nikias to sign Second Nature's President Climate Comment. Commitment, I'm sorry. Now, where did they come up with all this stuff? They're not sitting around. It's not like the old days where you sat around smoking joints and talking about really crazy stuff. Buy a Prius. Isn't that wonderful? That's perfect. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. And again, the activists argue that the pledge had already been signed by hundreds of officials from other colleges. Sure. I wonder what they're driving. Right? I mean, look at it. I'm sure, you know what? I know what I would drive to school if I was one of them. I'll tell you what I would do. I would give me a 1977 Lincoln Continental. You know, an 8-cylinder gas guzzler that got like 9 miles to the gallon. If I was the president, I would have that thing decked out, and I'd be driving that puppy to school every day. What are they going to do? Because if they do what they like to do, okay, if they do what you know they're going to do, right? They're going to somehow find a way to ruin it or put sand in it, to do something to keep it from running. As they run around in their petroleum-laced sneakers, right? The plastic glasses that they wear, the cases on their phones. Yeah, yeah. The activists argued that the pledge had already been signed by hundreds of officials, and they want others to join their institution. The pledge included commitments to develop a comprehensive climate action plan and submit an annual evaluation of progress to the Environmental Activist Network. We, the undersigned presidents and chancellors of colleges and universities, believe firmly in the power, potential, and imperative of higher education's role in shaping a sustainable society. This is California, by the way. Right? Who is like what? 121 worldwide when it comes to math and science. I mean, we're like among the worst. I mean, the United States is among the worst. We're 47th in the country when it comes to math and science and education. But, darn it, the president of the college needs to drive a Prius. God. Why do they, you know what? Why do they even entertain these people? Seriously. Right? And then on top of that, because, you know, it shows you how much they read and pay attention. It's like I always say with the laws they want to put in place. Has anybody really looked to see what laws we have? Are we actually enforcing the laws we have? Why make new ones if you're not going to enforce them? Or the old ones? Now, Mark Ewalt, the executive director of the administrative operations for USC, pushed back on the protesters. He told a local newspaper that many of the proposed changes are already included in the school's environmental sustainability plan. Maybe they should read it. That's me, not him. Right? Now, Campus Reform reached out to the college to ask if Nikias was going to actually implement their plan or not. If he was on his way to look at Priuses or something. I'm curious. I would love to know, too. I think it would be really funny. You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any funnier, right? Do you remember Apple co-founder, really, truly the Apple co-founder, Steve Wozniak? He is an interesting and eccentric character. But the few times that I've seen him at events or on TV or other places, he seems to be like a good Joe. I don't know him, though. So, Steve has decided that he's shutting down his Facebook account. He doesn't like what they did. You know, he's really irritated with what they did with all the data and the information. Wozniak sent an email to USA Today. He said that Facebook makes a lot of advertising money from personal details provided by users. He says the profits are all based on the user's information, but the user gets none of the profits back. You know, Steve, are you giving people profits from Apple usage? I mean, you guys are making money hand over fist, too. Right? Wozniak says he'd rather pay for Facebook. He says Apple makes money off of a good product, not off of you. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify at Capitol Hill on Tuesday. You know, with Apple, I wonder if all they made was a phone, if they'd really have the share of the market they had. I mean, I don't think they would. The iPhone is a different animal altogether. But if all they made was a phone, would they have the share of the market? Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify tomorrow and Wednesday, as a matter of fact, on how the company's going to now provide true safety for data. They're going to talk about how, well, he's supposed to be talking about or answering questions on how it got away from him to begin with. Although I don't believe it. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you've been spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. Now, before we went on the air tonight, it was funny because producer Tammy and I were talking about a news story we heard. And according to the news story, not according to Joe, not making up the numbers as we're going, right, it was, there are one, I think it was 1.2 or 1.3 million people that identify as transgender. And I said, well, let's make it 1.5. Just for conversation's sake. Now, you could say that, well, a lot of them are in the shadows and they won't come out and say anything. Okay, so let's even double that number. Let's say it's 3 million out of 350 million. So when Tammy did the math, what'd you come up with? It was it was a half of 1%. Less than. Yeah, 0.48. So less than a half of 1% of society identifies as transgender. If we were going to double that, let's just say, for conversation's sake, we'll double it. It's 3%, right? Or, I'm sorry, 3 million. We'd still have less than 1% of the total population. Yet go look at the news stories. Go look at who makes the most amount of noise. Look at the bathroom changes. Look at everything going on in this country for less than 1% of the population as a whole. Now, make no mistake, I'm not stating that we should ignore transgender people, we should treat them poorly or treat them without respect and that kind of thing. Not what I'm saying at all. I find it extremely interesting how afraid people are of a group that makes up less than 1%. And that the other percentage, the people left or a portion of the people left, have to change their whole lives and accept something from less than 1% of the population. You have forced us for years to accept science. You have forced guys like me for years to look at science for answers, or else I'm just an idiot. Yet when it comes to this part of the population, the less than 1%ers, where biology is not on their side, all of a sudden, again, I am the idiot, I'm the moron, if I don't accept it. And it's not science. Hands over to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We're here all week. Hopefully you will be too. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.